in the know. Bill Hendry.
All right, I have something very important to tell you about. Just a moment here. All right, yeah. Steakhouse. Come on down. You know, we have a great time on Sunday and Saturdays in the prime rib room. We got the two big screen TVs fired up. We were watching the NC2A this weekend. We did limit people's ability to see the broken leg. I'm going to tell you about that here. As you all know, at Tenta Beverly Hills, we not only serve up a great steak, but we also love to have you into the prime rib room so you can enjoy watching the sporting events that are also very, very important to you. And they're very important to me. They're important to all of us. The sporting events that are the pivotal events as we look toward the summer months. And, of course, we're going to be looking toward baseball. And then we are looking back at another blessed football season, which we all very much enjoy. Now, the Midwest Regional Final on Sunday featured an injury that was very, very difficult for a great many people to watch. It was Kevin Ware, a basketball player, who broke his leg. And it was very graphic insofar as it was what is commonly referred to as a compound fracture. And according to commentator Clark Kellogg, I will just quote Clark Kellogg, if you can bear to watch it, take a look, but it is a gruesome-looking injury. Well, that was mistake number one as far as I was concerned. CBS had no business at all showing that injury. Now, they're getting praise today in the sports pages and on a lot of the sports sites for limiting, and I say limiting, the view of this. Now, the view that was shown by the network, the view that I did see and that we had on a disc, and I did show it in our prime rib room, but I was showing it to customers of Ted's of Beverly Hills. These are individuals who have come in to have a drink in my restaurant. If it was a, just to give an example, if it was at Latonio's, it was, if it was at the Pheasant Room, if it was at the Fountain House, if it was at Shula's, if it was at B.J. Reminger's, if it was at the Closet, if it was at any of the top drawer steakhouses, you can do whatever you want and you have my blessing. But in my place, I do what I want to do. Now, there are people that shouldn't see these images. And what it did show was this compound fracture. It was graphic. CBS showed it. I think they may have traumatized people. I don't know what they've done to the human that saw this injury. We showed it in our restaurant because it is my decision and my determination that if you are in our prime rib room, you're there to watch sports, you may have money riding on the game, you're there, you're serious, and we're not playing games. And we want to see it, and we want to see all of it. We want to see everything that's happening. And if you're in to watch the basketball game, and you've got some dollars, you've got some serious cabbage riding on the game, in our restaurant, where men come to drink, and some women, yes, of course, then you have every right. But I will tell you, that is a very select few. And ordinarily, if it was a typical Saturday crowd and we had kids and there were people frolicking, and we do get the children that frolic in and out, we will probably not show it. However, buyer beware, at Ted's of Beverly Hills, you come into the prime rib room, you're stepping into a man's world. And I had a couple of guys, I don't want to say who, but they let out with what was clearly an effeminate-sounding shriek or I heard something feminine coming from a man, and I said, okay, that's it. That's it. Clear the whole room out. Get them all out. Get them out. And I threw everyone out, and I went into conference with J.D. Bull and Terry and Lisa and some of the people. I said, what do you want to do? How are we doing this? And they said, well, Ted, it's your shot. I said, well, you know, this is a big game, and I need to show this. So I got it disc. I had it put onto a disc, and I have the disc, and it clearly graphically shows the leg coming apart. It graphically shows the bone sticking through the skin, and it shows it all. And I've watched it several times. to get myself used to seeing it, because when I first saw it, I vomited in the prime rib room. And we have, you know, we've got a limited number of servers. So if you've got to break away from a table to come in and clean up the boss's vomit, you better get your ass to, you know, you better get your ass in gear. You're going to get fired. Now, that's just the way it is. But after I threw up a couple of times, I put it on disc and I've watched it over and over and over again to get used to it. And now I'm fully used to it, and I will show injuries like that, because I know what a lot of you are saying. Oh, we thought you were real tough, but you watched it over and over again and got the vomit out of your system. Well, don't be so judgmental, because there's nobody listening to me right now that could take it. CBS Sports Chairman Sean McManus said, quote, in retrospect, it really was an easy call to make because of the gruesome nature of the injury. Mr. McManus is taking credit for this, as you know, and as I've learned, and as many, no network executive should take credit for doing anything good, because they're all imbeciles. And this is Phil Hendry's point of view, you know. Of course, it's not realistic, but if we were to listen to Phil, no network executive should take credit for anything. They're all raging, raving, and I do mean raving, in the words of Hendry, imbeciles. It almost took the second replay for it to sink in, said McManus. I was watching it, and I was having clam dip at the time, and as soon as I got done retching all over my wife, I decided to make the call, let's take it off the air, said Mr. McManus. Several people took to Twitter to compliment CBS on how they handled the situation. People that I've never heard of, T.J. Holmes, who's that? You know who that is, Gary? Good call by CBS to not replay video of the injury to Kevin Ware during the halftime show. James Whitlock, someone else I've never heard of. CBS Sports handled this curveball masterfully. Now 1-for-2 with major curveballs this year. The Super Bowl blackout. What did they do wrong with that? Show some dignity, CBS, and go to a commercial, said Bill Simmons, another guy that couldn't take it and probably threw up. So you can tell who threw up and who didn't. I would say this guy Simmons threw up. I'd say Jason Wiglock or whatever his name is, he threw up. I think most of them did. Probably Rick Pitino puked. But, you know, you just get away, go do something else for a living, because you don't belong with men. Yes, I threw up. But I did that. It's different. Just trust me. All right. So, Gary, did you watch it? All right. So anyway, what I'm saying is, if you come to the prime rib room this weekend, we will be watching more of the NCAA basketball tournament, and I will have four, you know, if I get any men in there for a change, instead of these, you know, I heard that one guy going, oh, you know, then I will have the replay of that, and we can watch it and discuss it and look at it and stare at it as the bone comes through the skin and just go, yeah. You see, you know, what's wrong with people? If you can't do that, if you can't, I'm sitting there, I've got serious cabbage on the game. And I'm supposed to sit there and go, oh gosh, he broke his leg and it's so, ooh, I got some money riding on this. This is serious. This is my living. This is my life. And I want to know every single gruesome detail of that game. I want to see everything. I don't care if the guy's eyes popped out of the socket. I don't care if the guy lost a limb. I want to see it all. I want to see it replayed, because I've got money on the game. What do you think of that, Gary? You know what? Hey, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. It's not electroshock. So we're going to take some calls from you on this and see how you feel when we come back here. It is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Ted Vell. I'm filling in for Phil Hendry. Let's take a break. Let's take our deep breath. Let's see, and let's, you know, what are we talking about here? I mean, who's got the guts to make the call? I do. I do. But does anyone else? I think the answer to that is a negative. And CBS getting praise, of course you want to have respect. But look, this is a game. This happens. I don't care if it was an automobile race and a guy got decapitated so that you see the head bouncing down the... Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you heard me right. You have to show that, because there are serious dollars at stake on some of these sporting events. I'm Tim Bell. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we discuss just exactly how graphic and gruesome it should get on a Sunday afternoon when you're having a brunch, in, you know, when you have a brunch crowd in. So this is Ted Bell, and I'm Phil Henry. Phil Henry's somewhere, I'm someplace. There's a bunch of names.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Back here, this is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and you know, in full disclosure, we've got to watch this again. And I am on Phil TV. I have asked Gary Van Shelton, I've asked Dickie Burns and Tori Patton, and everybody working here behind the scenes on the Phil Henry Show. I'm going to show on Phil TV in HD, and for those of you who are listening on radio, I suggest you go to YouTube and you can find Kevin Ware Injury. Now, I'm not going to look at it myself because I've already seen it, so I don't need to see it again. And I'm going to shield my eyes from it just to make sure I don't watch it again because I don't want anyone to think that I'm overzealous. But I'm going to shield my eyes from it. I don't want to see it. Not because I'm scared of it. No. No, that's no. That's got nothing to do with it, Gary. I don't want to seem... So those of you who are very sensitive and you may be watching Phil TV tonight, please, you know, avoid your eyes. But I'm told now let's turn the volume off, the shot, and down comes this young, oh, I see the leg. The right leg is snapped at the shin, and one of the players, Thornton, is turning. He's going to throw up as he's looking at this, and a cameraman just lifted his camera up and is taking a shot at it. Blackshear is on the floor. He's ready to puke. Another guy's ready to puke. Everybody's ready to throw up. So what's so big about that? Well, they didn't show it, but they will. I saw it because I was looking for it, and they will show it again. You can see his leg is, and Rick Pitino has come over. He doesn't want to look at it. So everybody doesn't want to look at it except for the guys that are helping him. Even one of the guys that's being helped up off the floor is a guy that it didn't happen to him either. So most of the people that are down and injured and sick are not the... Here's the thing. The guy comes down. There it is right there. There's the snap of the leg. And see, I've watched this many times. So in many ways, up he goes, down he, there goes the leg. It's almost as if the leg came off. Do you think it came off? Well, there it is. It's still... And now he's trying to get up, and now he's looking at his leg, and now he's laying down because he's in shock at how his leg looks. Now, here's what I want to take away from this. And again, I don't mean to make a big thing out of this, but I'm a little bit upset with the fact that they were not attending to the players that, if it sounds wrong of me, but I saw players collapsing because they were sick to their stomachs. There was at least a dozen Louisville players that had fallen to the floor and needed assistance because they looked like they were going to vomit. And I didn't see anyone helping them. They were all over. And yes, the guy's leg is broken, but the damage has been done. And again, well, see, the people are going to start to think that I'm insensitive. Let's take some phone calls, okay? Because Ted Bell here filling in for Phil Henry. See, that's what I do. I cause controversy. I know that. And that's why, that's why they like to have me as the guy that fills up the... I fill up the host, or I fill in for the host. That's what they say. We'll go here to Dennis, or it's Devin, excuse me. Devin, hi, welcome here to the Phil Henry Show. I'm Ted Bell.
You're talking about the young guy that had his leg snapped in the game. I watched it, and then I couldn't watch it anymore, and I had family members ask me to take it off. So there's a number of different factors.
Of course.
There are a number of different factors. If you have family members that don't want to see it, you can look at that all you want because you're by yourself in a restaurant or you own the facility where you're going to look at the picture. And I guess it sounds to me like you don't care what your customers think.
I do care. My customers all said to a man and to a woman, and I want to underline the word woman because I had women in there, and you would think the women would have been the first ones to say, oh, I don't want to see it.
I think you're selling a lot of people short.
No, but hold on for a minute. To a man and a woman, they said, Ted, I got serious cabbage on the game. I want to look at it. Now, I said, you got it. Let's watch it again and again and again and again. Yes, yes, I vomited. Why wouldn't I? It had been a very difficult day.
Well, you're vomiting. See, what you're saying is you're vomiting, and you're saying it's because you worked very hard. I'm saying to you, you vomited because you couldn't take it, right?
Well, were you able to take it?
There were considerations that I had in my home. I had my wife and my kids who were all... I'm not going to show that in my home where the children are there. And we've got in-laws there. My wife's in-laws were there.
Well, I with all due respect, Devin, I think your confidence, they say in the legal sense, you're confident plea.
No, I'm not. Well, you're saying you almost enjoyed looking at the pain and the agony that young man was in.
Does it sound like I enjoyed it, sir, when I just got done telling you that I vomited, I threw up? Does it sound like I was enjoying it?
Well, you threw up because it probably scared you, but then you watched it. You said, by your own admission, you said you watched it over and over again. Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did. I watched it over and over again to get used to it, and now I feel comfortable with it, and I'd like to play it some more this weekend.
Yeah, to prove what kind of a big man you are looking at another person that is in pain. Just to prove what kind of a big man you are looking at it.
All right, we lost the connection there. And it's too bad because, you know, there's one thing about Ted Bell, and I got news for you. There's one thing about Ted Bell. I have the guts and I have the determination to back up my point of view. I'm Ted Bell. I built a restaurant? Yes. I know about food? Yes. You know, there's a lot of things that I know how to do. And one of the things I know how to do is to back up what I say and go to war, if I have to, over the stuff what I think and believe in, you know. I'm Ted Bell. And if I ever do a talk show, let me tell you what, I think that's the name of it. Gary Van Shelton, Jerry Patton, Stu Benilio, what do you think? I think it's going to be called I'm Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. That's going to be, that's an interesting concept. I like the idea. Ted Bell here on filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Get another phone call. And we'll go over here to Karen. Hi, Karen. You're on the Phil Henry Show. I'm Ted Bell filling in.
Ted. Hi. Ted, this is Karen Dobell. You know me?
No, I do not know you.
Well, I listen to Phil Henry. I think he's wonderful. I am so happy. Hold on. Beautiful. I am so happy you're filling in. This is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Well, do you have an opinion of what we're talking about?
Well, I agree with you, Ted. I think of that poor boy and the leg. Oh, but I think, what do I think? Let me give Jerry, come here. This is my brother-in-law, Jerry.
Hey, Ted.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, you're talking about this young man who lost the leg. The leg came off. The leg did come off.
I didn't know. No, I can't say that it did. I didn't see that.
I've seen it happen many a time. And I saw him come down, the leg came, it looked to me like the leg come off. If it didn't come off, then someone must have somehow got a hold of it and reattached it in some fashion. I can't imagine what that would be.
No, sir, there's no way you're going to reattach a leg once it comes off. The leg did not come off. I'm trying to tell you, the leg didn't come off, but what happened, I think, was that the leg was very badly fractured, and it appeared to be free of the body.
That's what, okay, there you go. Because I said to my sister, God, that looks really bad. And I said, run that back. I said, let's...
Well, okay, I don't want to have a conversation and, you know, I don't want to bond over this. I just want to know, do you think that the other players were given the medical aid they needed?
Well, that's a good point, because I saw an awful lot of those players sitting down, and they were not able to handle it, and they needed psychological counseling. I'd say that they were not treated good. I'd say I agree with you.
All right, that's all I want to know.
Now, let me go, because here's my sister-in-law. Ted, I want to just tell you, you're doing a wonderful job. You can't wait for Phil to come back, though. So I just thank you very, very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. So that's, very weird, very strange. It's all just, I don't know really how to deal with people like that, this enthusiasm, but they're not people I like, but they like me. You know what I mean by that. Okay, I'm Ted Bell. It happens to me a lot in the restaurant business. People come in, they love me, they want to talk to me, and I can't stand them. But it happens a lot. I'm Ted Bell here, filling in for Phil Henry. All right, so we've just talked about that gruesome injury, but we've come to the conclusion, yes, it was bad, but do you continue showing it? Yes, you do, because for the money that we're putting down, for the money we're putting into the pockets of these bloodsuckers and thieves at CBS, as well as the NC2A, I want to see it all. Or as Al Pacino said to that guy in Cruisin', I want to see
Phil
the world.
Henry.
All 69 states. All right, I said it. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, but tonight it is Ted Bell filling in for Phil Henry from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the great restaurant steakhouse in Beverly Hills. As a matter of fact, just to remind you so you know exactly, just exactly what's going on here, so you know exactly where the money's coming from, so you know exactly whose imprimatur stamp, you know, who is rocking your world right now? All right, let's go. Yeah. Yeah,
Ted's.
That's right.
Beverly Hills.
Steakhouse, come on.
Steakhouse, come on down.
It's my girl. Come on down to Ted's Beverly Hills. Three kinds of chops, four kinds of lamb chop, four kinds of lamb, one kind of great service. God, and I just came up with that. And that's, I think that's one of the things that makes Ted's of Beverly Hills unique and original and a place where you want to come back to again and again and again. For the Ted, for the serrated steak knife, for the foil-wrapped baked potato, the baked potato tree, and the delicious tender meats and the juiciness of it, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, let's get back to this injury because I just tweeted, and I am on Twitter, by the way, to all of you people. I'm on Twitter, Ted's of Beverly Hills. My handle is Ted's, Ted's Beverly Hills. There's an awful lot of people that pretend they're me, but there's only one me, Ted Beverly Hills, okay? So it's twitter.com/ Ted Beverly Hills. That's my Twitter. And right now I'm tweeting the following comment. Filling in for Phil Henry, the leg going on Kevin Ware. My opinion? I got serious cabbage on the game. You're damn right. I want to see it all. Who is CBS kidding? That's right. You see, I'm Ted Bell. All right? You know, I don't know what opinions you have been hearing. I don't know where you guys go to get your opinions. I don't know who you're talking to. Or, you know, that's great. Good. You know, I'm glad you're getting out and socializing. But I'm Ted Bell. And when I open my mouth, if my meat isn't going into it, because I love my steak as much as you do, at Ted of Beverly Hills. So when I open my mouth, if my own meat isn't being slid into it, then something's coming out of it. And that is opinion that you can stand by, that you can bank on, that you can take and barter with. That's right. My opinion is such a gold standard, if you will. You can barter with my opinion for whatever you need. Clothing, food, shelter. What have you got? I've got Ted Bell's opinion. I'll take it. Come on in. Here's a three-bedroom home. All right? See? I'm Ted Bell. And if I'm watching a basketball game and it's called something called the NC2A March Madness Tournament, you know, that means there's cabbage. And I'm not talking about Aunt Daisy standing over a hot boiling pot with that stink that comes out of it that the Irish, well, I don't mean to be racial, but, you know how those people eat. I'm not talking about that. It's Phil Henry's way. You know, I love Phil. I respect him. He's got that Irish thing going on. And when you talk about boiled cabbage around Phil and you see his eyes light up, it happens to all of them. I don't care if they're Americans. I don't care if they were born and raised here. I don't care if they're red, white, and blue right down to their underpants. The minute you bring up something boiled around an Irishman, you see the eyes just go, woo! They light up with joy, and oh, God, if there's one thing that makes an Irishman almost skip with glee, it's just boiling something. hey, here's a steak. That's why I got to tell you something, and I don't mean any offense, but if you're Irish and you come into my restaurant, I keep an eye on you, and I've got at least three guys that I hire full-time to eyeball every single Irishman, shanty or lace curtain, that comes through that door. And why do I do that? I'll tell you why. Because I'm Ted Bell. That's why. Because I'm not going to have any of them telling my servers, bring me a piece of boiled meat. Because if you want to see somebody, I'll lose it. I don't know if you saw the video of Ashton Kutcher or Cooper. You remember the kid that was living with Demi Moore? I saw a video of him, and he was talking about some noise, and he said he was going to lose it. You remember that? Well, that's man. I identified with him when he said that. I said, Ashton, you're talking my lingo. I'm going to lose it. And so anyway, the point that I want to make is this, and I tweeted this out, and it says, you know what? If I got the kind of cabbage that I usually have on a game, and I did have some money on this game, Duke and what is it, Louisville? I don't know. I wouldn't know these two teams if they all turned up dead on my front lawn. But I was really interested in the game, and I had a few dollars on it. So when you've got money riding on a game, and you don't want to see every single solitary thing associated with that game, if it's available to you, all right? I'm not saying that you're going to go into some guy's bedroom and watch the coaches do it to their... Excuse me for saying this, ladies, but, you know, I'm not asking you guys to break down the back door of a coach's home, go in and watch him make love to his wife. No. Unless it was available. That's the distinction. If, for whatever reason, if the time comes, I don't know what kind of a world we're going to be in 20, 30 years hence, but if the time comes where the sexual habits of one of the top contending coaches in the NCAA basketball brackets, when those sexual habits become the business of the paying public and they televise it, then yes, you have a right to see it. If a guy is going down the floor and he leaps and he falls and his leg comes completely off at the hip and slides across the floor of the basketball arena thing, and is picked up by Jack Nicholson, and he begins pumping it in the air in a victory dance, yes, you have a right to see that. Now, I cannot imagine one of the great stars of Hollywood, one of the all-time great stars, Jack Nicholson, I can't imagine him picking up a guy's leg and dancing with it. But you never know. You never know. So, my point is this, and then I'll shut up and I'll let you have at it, folks. Yeah, I want to see it. And CBS, you got some nerve telling me and other people like me who bet serious dollars. I don't need the money, but a bet's a bet. It's not like, you know, I'm going to bet some serious dollars, then I'm going to go off and I'm going to make cupcakes with the Girl Scout troop. I'm interested in what's going on. The people that come into my bar, they're interested. The people that are sitting, they're interested. So, yeah, I want to see it. And for CBS to say, oh, we're going to make a judgment call and not show Ted Bell and the other individuals in his bar the injury when the guy's leg goes, you know, when the leg came off, or it didn't come off, but it looked like it did, and some guys, you know, if we're going to make the judgment call, don't show that, even though they have serious dollars that are riding on that game. I say this to you, CBS, I hope you cook. When the day comes and you pass on to the nether reaches, when you pass from this world and you cross over, I hope you cross over to a place where it's considerably warmer. Yeah, that's right, because of what you did to me. Now, that young man's going to be taken care of. He's got the finest medical health. He has the finest doctors. He has the finest facilities. 6 months in the best facility that they can find. Psychiatric care. I'm just quoting The Exorcist. I don't know. But he's going to have the very finest facilities. He's going to have the finest buildings and the best parking lots that he can park in and walk into. I don't know about the hospital, but at least it'll look good from the outside. He gets that care. But who cares for me? Who cares for Ted Bell? Who cares for Ted Bell's customers? I'll tell you who. Nobody. We stand there. We are manhandled. Fondled. And then pushed out of the car while it's still going. And we have to go to the house and we have to deal with our fathers who are asking us, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, where have you been? And we've got to answer, I was out with Timmy, and, oh, is that right, the front of your dress is torn off? Yeah, Dad. That's what you did to us, CBS. We're the chick with the dress, and you are the dad, or I don't know, you're Timmy. Okay. So you understand what I'm trying to say, don't you? Of course you do.
I'm Ted Bell.
And let's go to a phone call now. Here's Ethan calling from Detroit. Ethan, how are you tonight?
Hey, Ted Bell, I'm doing good. Listen, I don't know what you mean when you say that this man had... You were talking about his teammates.
Yes. Who was helping them?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, because the teammates, they're not the ones that had a leg fly off, as you put it. They're not the ones that had the leg fly off.
No, exactly, they're not the ones that had the leg fly off. But they were all... They all were sick. They were vomiting. They were bending over. They were scared.
All right, they were scared. So they were scared. You're going to get over being scared. You're going to get over being scared.
Well, you know, how do I know unless I can see the leg and know where was the leg?
The leg was... What do you mean, where was the leg? The leg was on the man.
Well, okay, it was on him, but it was barely. I didn't know any of this.
What are you going to find out by them replaying that? You're talking about taking care of your wager, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're talking about taking care of a bet. I understand that. I got nothing against that. But what are you going to find out by looking at the TV over and over again, looking at that man's leg as it flops around? What are you going to find out?
I'm going to find out the extent of the injury. I'm going to find out, can he come back?
Is he going to come back? The man's leg almost came up.
Whoa. Hold on for a minute. You know, you're not hearing me. I want to know, is it possible that they'll be able to, you know, put a rod behind it and tape it so he can, there is some mobility? You don't know until you, but they're not going to tell me.
Are you trying to tell me that you think that man could have come back and played in that game?
I'm telling you, if you listen to me, sir, I don't know.
Well, you don't know? I knew.
What did you know?
He was not going to come back and play in that game.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, it must be nice to be God, huh?
Hey, you don't have to be God to know that man's not going to come back and play.
Must be nice being God. It must be nice, okay, being God Almighty. And
you don't have to be God. You look at a man's leg. That you said yourself it looked like it came off.
All right, it might have looked like it came off, but I'm saying, could they have splinted it? Were they able to... I'm looking at the possibilities, that's all.
Were you looking at this possibility that he would not come back?
I was looking at every possibility, sir. But I gotta tell you...
What you're doing now is you care more about your bet than you care about that man's leg. Now, the leg... either come off, it didn't come off, but there's one thing I know. There's no way that man was going to come back and play in that basketball game. I will be very surprised if that man plays at all. I don't know who he is or how many years he has left in college. Maybe he's a senior, I don't know. But I'll be very surprised if that man comes back and plays basketball at all.
Oh, get out of here. At the end of the day, all it is a broken leg.
It's a broken leg. Did you see the devastation of that man's leg? He came down the wrong way. That leg will never heal properly. Never.
Well, then I need to know that as a better. Thank you very much.
Sheesh.
Some of these guys, you know, they just don't. I guess what it is either you are dealing in the kind of heavy hitter cabbage area that I deal in. You know, either you're making bets of a value of a denomination. You're making bets of such amounts. That are, you know, it's serious money, or you don't get it. And as we like to say, you know, take a walk. You know, if you're just a feather merchant, take a walk. I'm Ted Bell. We ought to do a show called The Feather Merchant Show, and it'll be advice on where the feather merchants can go when the men are betting. All right, I'm Ted Bell. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Ted's Beverly Hills sponsoring the show today.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Yeah. world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And it is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell filling in. I want to just, in the last closing minutes, give you a... I want to give you an experience from my life that I think is going to, you know, give a lot of you people pause to think. I was a young man. I was growing up in the Beverly Hills area, and I was a member of the Beverly Hills football team, which was the Beverly Hills High School football team. And I was involved in an on-field injury, and I don't want to scare you, but I was paralyzed from the waist down. And yet, a father, my father, working with a son, which was, that'd be me, to help that son, that's me again, well, I guess I don't have to keep telling you, get relief from that injury. And I'll never forget the day he said to me, "Ted, I want you to get up and walk, Ted." And I said, "Oh, I can't do it, Dad." He said, "You're going to get out of that bed and you're going to go out. You're going to get up and walk." And I said, "Dad," he said, "get up." And he threatened me. He threatened me. He said, "Ted, you have no choice. Either you get up and get walking, or I'll take that baseball bat right there in the corner." You know, a kid's room, you got all kinds of sporting events, different sports things. I had a baseball bat, I had a hockey stick. I didn't play hockey, but I wanted it to look as if I did play hockey. And in retrospect, it was a childish thing to do, but I wanted to impress whatever female came anywhere near my room, even if she was just walking past and glanced in. And I have to tell you, my life was in such disarray that even friends of my mother, I would try to impress. They'd walk past, and I saw one lady, Mrs. Cahill, who was, oh, man, she was fine. Anyway, so I had hockey equipment. I had boxing gloves. I only played one sport, which was football, and that was where my interest in gambling, because I knew I was going to need a career, because my father was guzzling away every dime we made in that restaurant. Guzzling it. I mean, almost as if the money was in a bottle, turned to liquid, and he would just, you could see his Adam's apple just going up and down, guzzling away my birthright. See? In any event, he said, "Get up, or I will take that baseball bat, and I will beat you to death with it." I'll never forget those words. And I got out of that bed, and I went outside, and I fired up the lawnmower, you know. The things that some, but it got me motivated. And let's go to another phone call here. Ted Bell with you here on the Ted's Beverly Hills, filling in for Phil Henry Show. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you just said that your father threatened to beat you with a baseball bat, right?
Yeah.
I thought you said you were paralyzed.
Well, I was, but I, no, oh, I see what you're saying. No, the day he threatened to beat me with a bat was about, it was 2 weeks later. And I was in bed, and I was a little lazy.
All right, so you were supposed to get out and do gardening, is that it?
Yeah.
So you weren't paralyzed anymore?
No, I'm sorry. No, I wasn't paralyzed. No, what I was trying to say was that I was going to be... Did he hang up? Hey, Gary, did the caller hang up? I was trying to explain to you, sir... Did the caller hang up? I was trying to explain to you... Will you... I was trying to, if you're out there somewhere, I was trying to explain to you, yes, I was paralyzed from the waist down, but I went to the hospital, and they told me that I wasn't, that it was psychosomatic, and it had something to do with my relationship with my mother, and I said, "Boy, what is that about?" You know, and they said, "Well, your mom came in and was talking to you, and you had an erection, and I'm sorry." Said that. Anyway, by the time my father came to the room and threatened to beat me with a bat, I was long gone. I was just lazy and I hadn't mowed the lawn. Oh, I see where you, okay, yeah. No, I see where the confusion was, yeah. Well, I would love to be able to tell you that my father motivated me out of paralysis, but that was not Ted Bell Sr. That getting a guy walking from a state of paralysis is not territory that Ted Bell Sr. ever trod. No, that would be as foreign to him as if I were walking through a Costco. That's how foreign and weird the terrain would be to my father. No, I played football, and I got involved in one play where I was knocked and paralyzed, but it was psychosomatic, as they said. But my point is this. Forget it. Play the thing, will you, Gary? Play it. You've been wanting to play it all night. Play it. I said to play it. Yeah. How do you feel now, huh? You feeling better now? I mean, there's something wrong with you, Gary. You're communicating with songs, you know. You're not communicating.
Sometimes I
what?
Feel I've got to
this song you play, you heard this when you had electroshock. Yeah, that's what I mean. You had electroshock. How do you like this? I bring Gary Van Shelton with me. Hey, Gary, where's the other song? Yeah, when... Play the other one, Gary. I said to play the other one, Gary. You know what? You know, Gary, get out of here. Just get... I'm Ted Bell. And we will see you the next time that I fill in for Phil Hendry. It has been my pleasure. I'm going back to the restaurant. The drinks are on me. And let's just see if CBS hears us. If they hear us sports fans and they show it, they show the leg. I'm Ted Bell. Come on into the restaurant.
Phil Hendry.